Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
We have the beautiful Jade Holland joining us in the studio. Welcome, Jade.
Hi, Jade.
Thank you. How you going?
How you going?
Jade is here with the biggest, blackest coffee I have ever seen in my life.
There's three shots in that.
Oh, wow.
Are you a morning person? Because obviously, being country music superstar or whatever, you're playing gigs into the nights, right?
Yeah, we do. So, like, I'm a night owl. You know, it's not unusual for me to be up at 3 a.m., but I will, go to bed and then I wake up at like 11 a.m. or something like that. Wow. So it's all right. These are the things I do for you.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We're similar. We're up at 3 a.m. as well, but that's to come to work.
Yeah, we're not going to bed at 3 a.m. We're waking up. But you have released a brand new single. It was, I guess, presented at the Cowboys. Was that the debut
at
the Cowboys on the weekend?
Yeah.
And it's stunning, but it's all for the flood appeal. So tell us more about that one.
Yeah, so look, it came about, and it's really personal to me because obviously Townsville is my hometown. Even though I don't live here anymore, I come back every month, for at least a week out of every single month just to be here. It's kind of my little retreat now. So what happened was obviously the floods occurred, and when about 3 or 4 days after the floodwaters started to recede in Idalia, I flew up to Townsville. I had a meeting, but I flew in because I wanted to see a couple of friends of mine that had actually lost everything. And I went out to Idalia in my friend's car, and I went to visit my friend Michelle, and I sat at the front of her house, and I couldn't go into the house. I was too chicken. I just couldn't go in, All I could see on her front lawn was her fridges and microwaves, and everything was completely destroyed, and her entire life was sitting on that front lawn. And on the fridge was like a photo, the family photo. And I was sitting there going, this is horrible, how is anyone supposed to cope or deal with this, And I don't do a lot of upsetting social media, but I put up a little Instagram video and I was crying in it, because I was just, I was horrified for what I saw, and I couldn't imagine living in that. And so I put up this thing and I said, it's so horrific to see everyone's lives on the lawn here. And I got about 60 messages straight after it from people going, you need to write that song.
That is the song.
That is the Townsville Flood Relief song. And I went, really? Do you think? And when I thought about it, I went, that's actually pretty amazing.
To me, it paints such a word picture because we all saw so much of that. We saw so many of those flood-affected streets just with, like you say, people's whole lives out there on their front lawn and stuff. And when I found out the name of your single, it just made so much sense.
Yeah. So that's how it came about, And realistically, it was actually, as a songwriter, the easiest song I've ever written physically, but the hardest emotional song that I've ever written.
Definitely.
So, I sat there with Tammy Moxon and Dean Gilboy that exact night, and we just sat down pretty much with a box of tissues, a bottle of wine, and a bowl of spaghetti each. And that was us writing the flood relief song, crying. And they'd both been evacuated, so, they knew firsthand what it was, the scary feeling about it and having to leave everything you know and love and your world behind, and then, not knowing if you were going to come back to it or not. So they had that first-hand experience. And
so where can people actually get this song and donate, I guess, by buying it?
So what I donated this song. So pretty much every single cent that's raised from this will go directly to the Give It campaign. So this will, you can purchase it through iTunes. That's honestly, that is the most amount of money that you can donate in purchasing this song.
Because, by buying it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you stream it on Spotify, a couple of cents goes towards it, but at least on iTunes, that whole amount that you purchase it for will go directly onto the Give It campaign.
Fantastic.
Easy
All right.
Done.
Log on to iTunes, buy it. It's Jade Holland, Lives on the Lawn.
How
so
cool
super
is that
easy
too?
To find.
Because you're donating, but you're getting something in return as well.
So it's brilliant. I've got to pick you up on something there, though, Jade. You said the first time you've been played on mainstream radio. Not 100% correct. Because I do have a little blast from the past here. This is from a couple of years ago when R&B Fridays was really new.
Yes.
And you came in, and I don't know if you remember this, but you performed for us F.U. by CeeLo Green, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, enjoy this, North Queensland. Bit of a Jade Holland blast from the past.
Girl, I love and I'm forget you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. And I'm forget you and forget her too.
And I don't know why, but at the time she kept looking at me singing it. straight down the barrel.
I love that country twang in an R&B song.
That's so good. You are an absolute legend.
We did Pony too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did Genuine. Yeah. I think we did a few, hey. It's interesting hearing Jay do the rapping bits as well too. I enjoyed that. look, that single, that charity single for the flood victims, it's called Lives on the Lawn. Like Jade said, grab it now on iTunes. Let's hope it sells like hundreds of thousands of copies, mate.
That would be great.
It's a great song. Yeah. And, yeah, for a great cause. Jade Holland, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.